X94.5. Good morning. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber. It's 6:07 with Lenny Kravitz. If that's the way to introduce the 147th day of the year, then you could do worse, couldn't you?
You certainly could.
Lenny Kravitz's birthday today. I would imagine Lenny would get something really cool, like a new microphone or some Beats headphones for his birthday, wouldn't
he? New microwave.
Yeah, a microwave. That works. 6:08 with Claire, Matt and Kimber today, and we're talking about showers in 17.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
So what you got away?
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Here's what Jen King missed. I think we've all missed this, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've never bought nor sold a house.
Mm-hmm.
But I read this and I think, why doesn't everyone do it like this? Because there's a couple in Wales, in North Wales,
mm-hmm.
in Snowdonia, who've renovated an 18th century cottage, right?
Beautiful.
And made it look beautiful. And the way they're selling it is they're going to raffle it.
How does that work?
Now, well, it sort of makes sense to me, but again, I'm a novice. I don't know how this goes. But, you know, basically for £5, you buy a ticket and someone wins it, right?
Yeah.
Now, say you had a house for $1 million in this city.
Sure.
And you put the tickets for $5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I reckon 200,000 people would buy a ticket for a house for $5, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Right. Or buy a Dockers membership.
Or buy a Dockers membership.
Yeah.
So why don't more people do it?
Because they won't let us do it in Australia, and I seriously considered it doing it when I tried to sell my place at Balga.
Yeah, I think you need a license, don't you? Because it's seen as gambling. So that's probably the expense.
And, well, this is how they've gotten around it, maybe.
Okay.
Because they've said you can, if you want to, add an extra pound or dollar, and they'll give that pound to charity.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay, so then that's even better, because then when they try to sell the place, they're going to say, buy a raffle ticket for charity.
Yes.
And you could win this house, but actually it's not charity at all.
No. I saw how much Kimber was going to get for a house. That was pretty much charity.
Yeah, I brought up as an idea. I was like, come on, guys. Surely if I could sell enough raffle tickets. And I guess they put like a limit on it and go, if we don't sell enough,
then it's
all off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to make enough to make
Sneaky.
Some money.
Well, I mean, it just seems like a really... I mean, I'd spend $5 for that chance.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's a chance. Yeah. It's a lifetime opportunity for people who can't afford to get in the housing
market. Especially if it's £5 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people pay $100 for, the MS drawers and stuff like that?
Yes.
That's normally for a house and other prizes. So.
Win a couple of bottles of wine.
Well, most people end up with a six-pack of wine, don't they?
Yeah. Okay, so you're not allowed to do it.
I don't think so,
Oh, bugger,
it's a genius idea.
Yeah, I think and then it opens the floodgates and people will do it willy-nilly, but a golden idea. Love it.
Bloody government.